This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Once a month, we highlight an arts and culture event that represents the very best in Atlanta's creativity. This exploration is called Art Stroll. This month, we're turning pages with SCAD Atlanta's Visual Resources Librarian, Mary Murphy, and the artist book collection currently on exhibit.
Artist books are they're works of art in and of themselves by artists. So they're not a catalog, for instance, is a book of photos of artworks. So these artworks don't exist anywhere else. It is the artwork. And so that's one of the reasons why the term artist book is very complex. So it gets to be difficult to define because it encompasses so many options. One of the books that we recently bought is by Tauba Auerbach, and it's a very large pop-up book. It's called 2-3, and it's exploring the transition between two dimensionality and three dimensions, so 2D and 3D.
So for the listener, describe if you can like what that looks like.
Well, if you think of a coffee table book, this book could be a coffee table. It is really, really big. It's almost 3 feet tall. It's very surprising. It has six folios that you can open. One, my favorite, the folio opens to two really large gem shapes.
So, like a diamond cut.
Yes, yeah, like a diamond cut. And they're just mind-boggling that she could make them work so smoothly because they open to such huge shapes and then they go completely flat.
Well, that's one of the things that I think's kind of neat about what you all do. Like, you have to really, like, come in and you're seeing these works of arts, but they're works of art that, like, you're encouraged to, like, touch and, like, participate with, right?
You really have to interact with them and handle them in order to fully understand them. So that's where part of the dilemma comes in for art collectors and museums is that usually you're preserving the piece of artwork, and so you don't want people to touch it, but you really have to touch artist books, so there's a balance that we're trying to strike between preservation and access. You could equate it to a reading room. You know, people can spend as long as they want looking at the books. I will tell them about the books if they want to hear, you know, information about the artist or content, or they can look alone, but they you do have to wear white gloves. It's a special situation.
A little controlled, but in a creative way. Do you see people interacting with these books like they do other works of art? Like, do they like spend more time with it than they would like a painting hanging on the wall, for example?
Yeah, I think that you have to spend more time with these if you're really going to fully understand them. People talk about artist books as a time-based medium, sometimes like film. You have to go through the beginning all the way to the end to get the full picture.
Well, that was Visual Resources Librarian Mary Murphy. You've been listening to Art Stroll with Gene Kansas. Don't forget to tune into Sidewalk Radio the third Monday of each month, where we discuss art, architecture, design, development, city planning, and preservation. March's show is The Art Collection, where we discuss the art of collecting with some of Atlanta's most well-known arts figures.